Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Why was Archie executed? This is my column for Unity News Network of 8th of August 2022. I doubt any readers are unaware of the death following the withdrawal of life support of 12-year-old Archie Battersby in a coma since April at the Royal London Hospital. All the usual legal proceedings had been exhausted up to the Supreme Court. Archie's mother described the death of her son as an execution, and she was not wrong. Life support is withdrawn daily when recovery, barring the unlikely event of a miracle, is no longer possible. The reasons are always complex and ethically charged, but rarely reach the headlines, as there is either mutual agreement between the medical professionals and the family, and even cases where a request to terminate treatment is initiated by the family. These decisions are never taken lightly, and there is NHS guidance about the matter, and the medical profession has its own guidance. Alongside this, the major religions all have a view, and most, including the Roman Catholic Church, except that there comes a point when treatment becomes extraordinary, unlikely to lead to benefit, and may be withdrawn. But in the case of Archie, the parents did not want his life support to be withdrawn, had accepted that he was not going to recover, and wanted to move him to a hospice, presumably with life support intact, where he could be provided with palliative care and die peacefully. Archie's death was being requested by the hospital on the grounds that he'd suffered brainstem death, meaning he was not sentient. However, his move to a hospice was refused on the grounds that it would not be in his best interests, which, given that he would have been unaware of the move and not suffered in the process, is illogical. So why was he not moved? Was it in case he made a miraculous recovery? It's rare, but not unknown, as for example in the cases of Trenton McKinley, Lewis Roberts, T. Scott Marr and many others. Just Google brainstem dead person recover miracle. Readers may be surprised to know that doctors make mistakes. If the haste with which Archie's death was enacted was to save money, then juxtapose the approximately £500,000 a year cost of keeping someone in ICU against the £2.9 billion wasted purchasing COVID-19 vaccines and the £2.2 billion spent deploying those vaccines, which have turned out to be virtually useless and responsible for their own spree of death and injury. Perhaps the excuse is that we do not have enough ventilators to spare on a case such as Archie's. If this was the excuse, then I suggest the NHS bosses take a look in some of the MOD warehouses where the 21,000 ventilators that were purchased in 2020 at a cost of £500 million to prepare for the COVID pandemic remain unwrapped and stockpiled. Or the excuse may have been that we do not have enough nurses who know how to care for patients on ventilators. But that didn't seem to be a problem when we built the white elephantine Nightingale hospitals, which were to be equipped with the above ventilators and used to care for the millions who would succumb to COVID-19 and require intensive care. In the end, the Nightingale hospitals cost £500 million, were never used, and subsequently dismantled. My heartfelt sympathy goes to Archie's family. Their grief and anger is unimaginable.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.